than two pillows.
Those aren't pillows.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy, Steve Martin. Oh, Willie wants to get in on this. Come on,
I'll be the
chance. He's not going to talk to us? What did we do to him?
Well, you hurt his feelings yesterday.
Why?
What?
How did we hurt
his feelings?
How did we hurt Willie's feelings?
Willie, would you at least tell him how they hurt your feelings and why you're not talking to him?
I come in yesterday and I'm trying to be friends, you know, and I believe it was Peon who said something like, oh yeah, I think everybody loves Willie, and I know what he meant in sarcastic, meaning nobody don't love me.
No.
Let me tell you something. Man, if I could call you a man, I can't do this, Rag. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Way to go, Peon.
I would never be sarcastic.
Way to go, Peon.
Peon wasn't sarcastic when he said that.
He was my friend.
I don't even think I know how to use sarcasm.
No. Peon wasn't sarcastic.
You remember Funny Talking Man committed suicide.
Yeah, he did.
Because of you guys.
That was a sad, unfortunate circumstance.
Well, I went to counseling.
See, I think that's sarcastic right there.
No.
I went to counseling, and I am not taking the blame for that. That was his choice.
Why are you laughing about it?
I'm not. Funny? I was just kind of coughing a little bit.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. And welcome to the Large Morning. It doesn't get any better, by the way.
No.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show. In the afternoon.
Hey, the office closed early today. Why? Is there something special coming up?
Yeah, Veterans Day is tomorrow, I think.
Oh.
No, we just had Veterans Day.
Yeah, we did.
I'll check my calendar and see what it is.
Oh, you know what? It's Black Friday.
That's it.
It's coming up, yeah.
And they like to take off early to get ready for that.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you this. It's the 25th of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Oh, man.
You not ready? Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, I was ready.
You
got
to be kidding me.
My computer just rebooted
unacceptable. You got to be kidding. My daughter's probably, she's not listening.
Goodness.
She actually just landed at the Lambert.
It's so the
she's
3rd
in
of
a,
June.
She's in a hopefully clean cab.
Sorry.
Now can I do it?
No, this computer will probably take about 3 minutes to reboot.
That's not today.
No, we're doing it.
Okay, well, I'll let you know.
We are doing
it. I'm ready.
You just let me know when you're ready.
Then
we'll edit out everything we're doing now. Edit all this out so it won't hit the airwaves.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up like we just started with it, like there wasn't a screw up.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's the plan.
Man, we've had to edit a lot lately.
We do a lot of editing, Dan.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of editing. If people only knew what they're not hearing.
Man.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
I have one thing.
All right. Here's the guy that hurt the feelings of Willie the Blues Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Eon the Peon. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this today, and I'm kind of in agreement with you that I don't get the whole Adele thing. Did you see that? How many albums she sold?
25 million.
She broke the record for a week in like 4 days.
I don't get it.
So she has three more days.
This is where marketing, packaging, promotion, this is why if you have the best promotion marketing people in the business, you can do incredible things.
But I think also women.
People like that she's real.
And women,
she's a little heavy. She's not a stick.
No.
Yeah, I know what you're...
Women really like Adele. Women like listening to her, and they like her voice. She has a great voice, I think.
But they do. But if she had that same voice and she was a stick, a twig,
mm-hmm.
and had an attitude, she wouldn't sell that many records. They like that she's just who she is.
And
she makes faces. Yeah. You know, she doesn't take herself very seriously. And she's a little heavy. I don't consider her size fat at all.
By
movie star celebrity standards, she's chunky. But I like that look.
I thought she looked great on Saturday Night
Live. She wears too much makeup, I'll tell you that. I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I thought she looked, because I saw on YouTube.
Eyelashes are like 8 inches long. I don't like that.
Mm.
I guess she was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and they did that thing where...
Oh, they play the roots, kids' instruments?
Yeah,
I saw that.
The Roots use like childhood instruments, and
right.
they And I heard her sing that song, Hello, and I really didn't get that. And
I don't get it at all.
Every time I hear it, think of Hello, I just think of Lionel Richie and his
Hello.
Yeah. Well, that's what you see on all over YouTube. It's like Lionel Richie says, I was the first. Hello.
And well, remember, Peon, we just took a phone survey, and that old lady on the phone that we talked to, we just, it's a quick survey, we just said,
yeah,
what's your favorite Adele song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she was an elderly lady.
Yeah.
Do you have that recording?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. We said, ma'am, sorry to bother you. The KTRS, Large Morning Show, we're having a quick survey. Adele, name your favorite song. Here she said.
Hello?
Yeah. See, there you go.
Wow. Hey, what is today again?
Well, it's the 25th of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
Oh, that's right. It's the 3rd of June.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to do when we actually hit the next 3rd of June?
I don't know.
We'll have a huge show.
Day.
We'll have a whole show just around the 3rd of June.
Yeah.
And everything that ever had anything to do with the 3rd of June.
But, yeah, it was some... that doesn't happen in the record industry anymore. And she was... obviously very smart to she didn't allow it on Spotify, she didn't allow it on Apple Music, all these streaming services, so you had to either buy the CD or buy
download
a digital copy of it. Yeah, so and that, well, that's just because, yeah, the record industry, you don't make they don't make money anymore by CDs anymore. It's all touring. That's
well, she certainly can sing. There's no question about that. She's a terrific singer. She's just not my type. I don't like that kind of singing.
Song seems like she's moaning and wailing and
she's
whining.
Bellowing. She's trying to hold a note and do that same. Oh, here, I have to go back to what's that first song?
Her big hit.
Yeah, what the heck? I can't even think of it now.
I can only think. I know she did that Skyfall, the Bond song, but that wasn't her first hit. Because her first album was like 5 years ago.
She had the throat issue. She had throat problems. She had to sit out like four years. Not for a long time.
Let me see here if I can find the Adele.
Find that one big one that I tried to sing yesterday a little bit of. I can't believe I can't think of it now.
Wasn't she the one that John Travolta was introducing?
Rowing in the Deep. Is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's
Play a little of that thing.
Rowing in the Deep is a good one.
Look, she's certainly successful. She's more successful than we'll ever be. I'm not knocking it. Good for her.
And I saw a thing for the... I've seen a couple people do this with the singers. The BBC had her put on some fake makeup and enter an Adele contest.
Yeah.
And so all these other, she's waiting in line with all these other women, and they're, just chatting or whatever, and they all sing, and then she gets up there, and then they all can tell by when she starts singing that it's her, and they all start crying and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Women are weird like that, yeah.
Fire starting in my heart. Reaching a fever pitch.
Yeah, okay, so far. And then she gets into that look how long I can hold a note thing.
I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
Yeah, see, that's nice. I like it.
See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
When you get to the part where she goes, she always does that.
Megan Trainor kind of had a voice.
Megan Trainor, all of her stuff. I like Megan Trainor, but all her stuff sounds exactly the same. You know what, though? You could say that about Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
All of his stuff sounded like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
I like it when I hear somebody and they go, hey, that's so and so. And I go, you got to be kidding me. That's her. A little bit of that goes a long way.
I don't know. I don't get it. But
again, she's a terrific singer, and I like her. She's not on my iPod, okay? Karen Carpenter is. Celine Dion is. Leon Rimes is. Crystal Gayle is. Barbra Streisand is not. I can't stand her.
No.
Great singer. Great singer. I can't stand her.
I think Karen Carpenter... had
the purest voice.
Cleanest, purest voice. It was just incredible.
Yes.
And our
wait,
singer,
is that it? Fionn has the floor.
Oh, our singer,
Diane. That was it. I was done.
All right, let's close the Berks Evans Club. Then Dan can speak. What, Dan?
I was going to say, our singer, Diane, can sound exactly like Meghan Trainor.
We don't have a singer. What do you mean, our singer?
Our singer, like here on the show, you mean?
No, our singer in the band I'm in.
You're in a band?
Yeah.
You haven't talked about it.
No, I don't talk about it much. The Southside Johnny Band. But our singer, Diane, when we played at Johnny Londoff's, some girl came up and said that she wanted to meet her because she thought it was Meghan Trainor. It was a little 9-year-old or 10-year-old girl. Yeah.
A little 9-year-old deaf girl.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. Kidding. I'll tell you what. We'll get Mr. Londoff on a little early, okay? Because I want to do something that I have never done before because it's Thanksgiving. I want to talk to the listeners, and I want to let the listeners in on the inside of the successes and failures of this show. And what will keep this show on the air, what's going to take this show off the air. And it's basically a big thank you with some sort of supplemental inside stuff that I've never shared with people before about advertisers who have gone away and why they've gone away. And that's a trend I hope we don't have to see much more of. And it started about 2010. And it hit a lot of people, especially in this business, the TV business, the written newspaper business. So we'll do that. I know you guys don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I flipped by it last night.
Let me tell you something. This Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin's daughter, what a terrific kid. And I've watched lots of Dancing with the Stars. I know it's kind of a chick thing, but I watch it for the legs and the bodies of those dancers. Wow, what incredible women and what great dancers, and it's hard work. Her partner was Derek Hough, who's Julianne Hough's brother. He's not only a fantastic dancer, he's a great choreographer. And this Bindi Irwin, maybe the most emotional win I've ever seen, and it was hard. You couldn't help but tearing up. You're watching everybody crying. Yeah, and I think everybody knows, if you don't know who she is, she lost her. Steve Irwin was her dad. He was the crocodile hunter.
Right.
And by all accounts, they were an extremely close family. And there's a little kid, a little boy, who was just a little bitty thing when Steve Irwin died, and he was in the audience. He's the spitting image of Steve Irwin. Oh. He could tomorrow start doing a show, crikey, look at that. And you go, oh my goodness, Steve Irwin is back. He's alive. He's the reincarnation of his daddy. And mom was there, and it was fantastic. You know what? It was terrific, and it was good TV. There's no F words in it. It's an example of television. That's a throwback to 50 years ago. It's a dancing show. You can make fun of it all you want to. And I hear people, guy, you're Dancing with the Stars. They're not big stars. It's not the point. Yeah, I get to get the A-listers on. You know, I can get John Travolta on Dancing with the Stars. But it's a great show. What I don't like about it is those behind-the-scenes phony drama.
Oh.
Breaking down, crying. I don't think I can do this. I've seen that enough. But it's a terrific show. And last night's finale of Dancing with the Stars, over the top. It was really, really good. I'm going to bring John Londoff on here. And John, how are you?
I was hoping you'd ask. Now, I'm doing great.
Before you get tested, I'm going to say, John, I'm going to say something.
Now that I hear your voice, I'm doing great. Oh,
John,
I'm sorry.
John, yes, let me say something. After you and I talk and we take a commercial break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to share some inside stuff with people about how this show works and about advertisers who've come and gone on this show. And part of what I'm going to do, and by the way, when I finish this, do not thank me for anything. That's our deal. You don't thank me. You pay for what I do. Okay, you pay good money for what I do, so don't thank me. But what I want to say to you is this. I'm going to reel off a list of advertisers who are currently the people I speak for. Those people singularly, not singularly because there are 10 of them, those are the people who literally, and this is a good use of the word literally, keep the show on the air. Without them, all the other commercials we run during this show do not pay for me, Dan Pion. You do. You do, and the other people whose names I'm going to read. So thank you not just for being on here, but for being on here for 12 years. The average advertiser that I speak for now has been on here about 9 years. The one that's been on the shortest time is 3 years. The next is like 8, and then it's 10 and 15 and 18 and 23 years. So thank you. How's business, and what do you got for Black Friday? Or whatever else you want to talk about.
Well, business is great. You know, November is always a bit of a tough month.
And
a little
December.
Slow at first, and then all of a sudden...
We're going to change that.
It's like I God love you, the customers get together in a parking lot somewhere and go, all right, ready? On three, let's go. And then we're covered up, but it's fun. You know, I love what I do for a living. I love the AM and the PM listeners every time I meet one and talk to them. They're just unbelievable.
I've always said there must be a secret society out there. And like you said, people get together and they go, okay, this week we're not buying anything Frank's selling. Okay? We're all going to agree. And then they get together and go, okay, let's flood the advertiser. And you'll never, ever figure out why some weeks, pick any week of the year, and let's say Johnny Landoff Chevrolet had a fantastic week, and then that same week the next year, there's a slump. Nothing changed. It's the same time of year, same kind of deals. We'll never figure it out. It's the weirdest thing. But it's like, you're right, people got together and said, okay, let's hold off for a while. And then they got together and said, all right, let's cover them up. It's weird. It's just weird.
It is weird, Frank. I can't figure it out, nor do I want to.
Nah.
But what you probably should be asking is, what are you doing in the dealership? It's windy. It's rainy. Probably a little ducky. You know, I'm committed to the AM and the PM crowd, and I knew we were going to be busy today. So, though I get these moments where I have to, like, close the blinds in my office so I don't look outside, and I start to get a little jittery because I'm like, you know, I should probably be in the duck blind. It's only about 35 days left of the season, but hey, I'm all about taking care of my customers, taking care of the AM and the PM crowd. Oh, and I'm going to Guns N' Roses tonight, so there'd be no way that I could get out to the farm in Ellsbury and get back in time to be at the ringing of the bell. And just a shout-out again to law enforcement, fire protection, first responders. Man, they are getting a terrible rap. I was just talking to some buddies of mine today at lunch in law enforcement. No shock, but the application for the police academy plummeted. Very few young men and women... Where, honestly, a year ago they had a waiting list, and now they don't. And
what we didn't need was this idiotic cop in Chicago shooting that black kid. We all saw the video. They released it yesterday. That's the kind of crap that makes people think. See, look at there. Bad cop. That's one guy. And then there was one guy somewhere else and one guy somewhere else. And let's say in the last year there have been 6 or 8 of these guys. There are hundreds of thousands of police officers. These are a couple of examples of lunatics who shouldn't have been cops. There are people who shouldn't be in any line of work you can choose. There are people who shouldn't be in it. Same thing with police officers. I'm with you, and I'm mad at myself because every day I intend to tell people to thank a cop, and I forget it most days. Now I won't because you reminded me of it. Thank a cop because chances are you got about a 99.9% chance that the cop you're thanking deserves every bit of your thanks. So thank a cop when you see him.
I agree. So, you know, from now to the end of the year, this is crazy. You know, anybody in law enforcement, fire protection, first responders, military, active, retired, come in and show us what credentials you have and take another $500 to $1,000 off the internet price.
Now, is that a choice? Is that a choice? Truck. 500 to 1,000? Because I'd come in and go, I'll take the 1,000.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be a truck. Oh, I'll tell you what, man. You know, that's Johnny Landoff's way of saying thank you. I think I can count on one hand the Guns N' Roses that I've missed. I was taking my boys down when they were like, Johnny and Sam, when they were like, you know, 8 and 6. People were looking at me like, well, it's the only way I can get out of the house is I took two of the boys with me, and Mimi knows how important it is to me. But it is, man. There's so many, not good, great cops.
Hey, what time
great
is it? What?
and first responders. And, you know, you can bash them all you want, people, but I'm telling you what, there's some great ones out there. That
no,
is,
no, you can't bash them all you want. Not to me. Don't do it to me. If you meet me and you start railing on the cops, you're talking to the wrong guy.
Well, what I'm saying, Frank, is that you can, but who do you call? When you need some help, who are you crying for? You're crying for a policeman. You're calling 911 for an ambulance, for a first responder, for fire protection. If you have smoke in your kitchen, what are you going to do? Call your neighbor? They're not equipped to fix it and take care of you and save your life, okay? So, and by the way, Chief Jackerson, City Police, Fire Chief, an unbelievable human being. I love the guy. He's a great guy. He and his beautiful wife, Michelle, just a great friend to the Law Enforcement Organization, and we are lucky we've got literally one of the top fire chiefs in the country. I wish I could say that about well, I'm going to stay away from there. But, you know what? this town's a great town. I love it. Born and raised in North County and proud. My beautiful wife grew up in Ferguson. I love, you know, where I grew up and where I spend the majority of my waking hours here in Florence, Missouri. And we have a great community in a great town, whether it's North County, City, South County, West County. I do ask MoDOT to give, you know, North County as much attention as they do to West County. But I hear that sometimes it's some of the townships and whatnot, communities in West County have to spend money themselves to clean up some of their areas. So working hard to continue to keep my city super clean, and the city of Florissant, Mayor Lowry, previously Mayor Lowry, now Mayor Schneider, and Chief Tim Lowry, just great leadership in this community. Kind of wish we had it within the entire community, but maybe we'll get some of that leadership to finally stand forward. As they said, you know, when they're all running for office and they're asking for donations, the promises are made. I wish that you could get the top 20 promises, have them splattered just somewhere online to where you could go 1 through 20 to see what really gets accomplished and then what excuses they use when they don't. And it just, you know, I don't know if anybody who's really God-talented wants to lead this community would want to get into politics, you know?
Well, it's a tough thing to figure why anybody would. It's like why they wouldn't want to be a cop. You said enrollment at the police academy is down. Who does that surprise? That doesn't surprise me, especially with what's going on lately. And folks, the more you get sucked into this cops are bad people mindset, the tougher it's going to be for all of us to ever have decent cops. People who, with half a brain, want to become a cop.
Hey, that 18,
making it tougher.
That 18-year-old kid that the cops were after, and he turned around and shot at him and everything, and then they shot back, but the autopsy report came back today and said it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound from him. No police bullet hit this kid at all.
But you know what the Black Lives Matter people would say?
They doctored it.
It's not true. They don't want to hear. Look at this protesting now in Chicago. My question is, what are you people protesting? They indicted the guy for murder. They got him. They know he did a bad thing. What do you want? What else do you want?
Yeah.
I don't get it. What are you protesting about now?
I don't know.
They got him. He was a bad guy there. He was a horror. He should never have been a cop. We all saw that footage. But I'm with you in St. Louis, the St. Louis area, all around St. Louis. Again, you walk up and thank a cop, 99.9% chance that guy is a decent human being. And he's doing a job most of us would never do for a fourth of the money he should be paid.
Yeah. Hey, John, what time does the Guns N' Roses start tonight?
Or she.
Right. The ringing of the bell, I think it's at 6:30, 6:45.
Wow.
I think we moved it up a little earlier than normal. So. You know, they ring the bell for the number of law enforcement, for fire protection, or first responders who have lost their lives, you know, protecting all of us.
I got an idea. I have an idea.
What's that? What's
Not
that?
Only Guns N' Roses, once a year we have a boxing match, Wheelers and Dealers. It's car dealers duking it out in the ring. Wheelers and Dealers. What do you think, John?
Okay, I'm all for it.
And you get to pick which car dealer you want to beat up.
Oh, you're funny. Hey, let's talk about some of the great AM and the PM people. How do you
All
like
right,
how
I
diverted to some of the? How about Nancy and Alan Davis?
Nancy and Alan Davis.
Beautiful Florissant, Missouri. Their second vehicle, their AM and the BM, they bought a brand new Malibu. Thank you very much.
Let me announce officially. Nancy and Alan Davis drove all the way from Florissant to Florissant to get a new Chevy for John Landau.
Wow.
Announced it to the world.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Nancy and Alan. And their AM and the PM.
Then we have Deanna in Dalen. Reidman, R-I-E-M-A-N-N.
I'd say Ridman.
Ridman, R-I-E-M-A-N-N. Mm-hmm. Litchfield, Illinois. Whoa. They're coming by a pre-owned vehicle from Johnny Landau Chevrolet, AM and the PM.
What are their first names? What are their first names?
What's
Alan?
That?
Their first names again?
Deanna and Dylan.
Deanna and Dylan Redmond from Litchfield, Illinois, Bob McKay country, drove to John Landau to buy a new Chevy. Announce that to the world, too.
Did you say Redman or Ridman?
It's Ridman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything
else? And I said Ridman.
For another one?
Yeah, sure. You kidding? Yeah.
Edna McClin. St. Louis bought a 2009 Chevy Silverado. God love you. AM and the PM.
Edna McClin, new Silverado. Yeah, thank you, Edna. Yeah. AM and the PM. Keep them coming. All right, that's good news. We always like to hear that. That's good news.
So now, do you ever get together with McGraw and watch, like, Dancing with the Stars? Because doesn't he watch
I don't get together with McGraw to do anything.
Come on.
Oh, I don't. I don't get together with McGraw.
We've gone out to lunch together.
Well, okay, we've gone out to get lunch together, what, once? Once.
Twice.
Well, I don't remember twice, but let's say twice in 18 and a half years, I've been to lunch with him twice. No, I'm serious. I don't hang out with McGraw. He's on early, we're on later. We don't cross paths. I bet I spend in a year, I'm not kidding, face-to-face with McGraw 5 minutes. On the average year, unless there's a lunch involved, 5 minutes. There's no reason we have to interact personally with each other.
And I heard you on McGraw's show, John, doing
I've
a commercial.
I've heard it. It's weak. It's weak.
It's not quite as good as this segment here.
It's weak.
The Johnny Landau segment.
It's far from weak. It's not weak. But, you know, it's kind of trying to compare me to my dad. There's no way.
It's different.
You and McGraw.
You're right. You're right. He does what he does well. We just don't do the same thing.
You're the best. And I would tell anybody who's listening.
What is, did you record that? Pian, you got that?
Yes, I got it.
He say just mentioned McGraw, and then he said that I'm the best.
Wait, say that again, John.
No, he doesn't have to say it. We heard it. Crystal clear.
I was going to have Pian isolate it so we don't say anything, and then John say, you're the best. Okay.
Go. I really don't think there's another station that people listen to, really. There's so many that listen 24/7. They're always listening to KTRS morning, afternoon. Evenings, just like
especially afternoon. More in the afternoon than probably any other time of day.
Well, when John Hadley's on, I don't know. You know,
you got to admit now, John Carney's funny. Now you got
to
admit.
No, I don't have to admit.
That's right. So, thanks, John.
So, how many helpings, Frank, will you have tomorrow at Thanksgiving?
I have an app on my phone. It's called My Fitness Pal. My daughter told me about it, and I have counted. Well, you laugh. Mm-mm. I've counted the calories that I've consumed every day for the last 7 days. For 7 days, each day, I have not eaten more than 1,500 calories. We will be with some friends Thanksgiving, another couple. I will go over the 15 for 1 day, and then I'm back on my app, My Fitness Pal. There you go. 1,500 calories a day.
So have you started a workout routine?
That comes after I lose 20 pounds, I will start to move a little bit. It's easier to move when you're not fat. When you're fat, you can't motivate yourself to move. You're
not fat.
Oh, I'm fat.
You're not.
I think 30 pounds over is a fat category. That's the fat category.
Well, you know, the key for anybody out there is, are you happy? You know, if you're happy and you have happy thoughts, which AM and the PM listeners are happy people, and they come in with a smile. They're funny. So many times they, you know, recite, you know, some of the mean things you've said to me.
That's good.
I get over it. I mean, as soon as I hang up and after something mean, I usually go to the bathroom. I cry. I throw a little cold water in my face. I'm okay. And I call my wife Amy, and she, you know, she
consoles you. You know, you said earlier, you said you're at work because you're committed. That's interesting. Listen to this email I got yesterday. Dear Frank, listen a lot, practically every day to the whole show. That John Landoff, and then LOL, he ought to be committed. And you are.
Who wrote that?
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
Shy, spelled S-H-A-I, Putnam. Shy Putnam. Thank you, Shy. It's a real email.
Thank you, Shy.
Yeah. What's that phone number?
Beautiful thing.
What's that phone
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We are here till 8 o'clock tonight. We open up at 6 a.m. Friday, 6 a.m.
Woo!
Whoa.
First 15 buyers, 500 cash.
Ooh, $500 cash, first 15 buyers.
Got and prices are great. Check us out online 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It is one of the greatest days of the entire year. I love being with family. Blessed. We've got a beautiful wife. It's our 28th wedding anniversary tomorrow.
So, amateur. That's what I call that amateur.
Really?
Amateur. Yeah.
And her birthday. I married that beautiful young lady on her birthday. And, ma'am, there's no way I can forget that date.
Let me guess. You said, it's your birthday. I have the gift of all gifts. Me.
No. Not at all. I'm the lucky one.
So now she has to cook on her birthday tomorrow.
Well, you bet. That's what women do.
Ooh.
Unless your name is Mrs. Pinion.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to cook ever for the rest of your life. John, have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for your business.
Thank you. Right. Bye-bye.
John Landoff, everybody. Take a quick break. Come back. You know, if I were smart, I'd do another bit of business right now. I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to do the whole list when we come back. But in that list is Matheny Heating and Cooling. I'm not good at timelines. Matheny has been on here, I'm going to say, what do you think, 15 years?
Yeah, I
14,
think so.
15 years?
Yeah.
So in this Thanksgiving spirit of thanking people, I certainly have to thank, you know, Tom and Rob Matheny and the next generation of Mathenys and everybody that works there and the people who've come to my house a few times for maintenance or service or whatever. And it's a rare thing in this business. Most people don't ever have the luxury, especially if you're personally endorsing something, to have somebody stay with you that long. In our case, the people who are on the air now, the advertiser who's been on the shortest time is 3 years, and then it takes a big leap to about 7 years, and I said the average was 9. It looks like it's more like 10 or 12 years. That's pretty rare. It's not rare to lose business. People lose business all the time for all kinds of reasons. I'll get into that later, too. But Matheny Heating and Cooling, thank you. Now, here's what you're going to be thankful for. Maybe not in the same way that when Thanksgiving comes, you're thankful for your family and blessings, but you will be thankful all year that you made the first call to Matheny and you had them come to your home or business. Because once you do, you know that thing where something happens and you're scrambling, trying, I don't know who to call, like an appliance breaks down, oh, who are we going to call? You're never going to have that question pop up with a heating or air conditioning issue. You know who to call. Because once you had them out, that's it. They're locked, you're locked, you're AM to PM, they're AM to PM. It's a great marriage. And they'll work on anything. I don't care how old it is, new it is, what make, what model, what type, what kind, what brand, doesn't matter. They have people trained to work on everything. Anything, large or small, large business, large home, small home. And I know it's repetitious, but I want you to know who they work for. They work for any of you who if you're in that category of any of those things I just mentioned, they work for you. All now you have to do is live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Matheny. You have no excuse if you're AM and the PM. No excuse unless your brother has a heating and cooling company. Okay. You're excused. Otherwise, you have no excuse for calling anybody else. Shame on you if you're AM and the PM. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Thank you for your business. If you want to find them, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's kind of a mess out there again, like it was last night, Dan. We've got several crashes. We've got an accident on northbound 55 just before Highway 270 that's got two left lanes blocked. We've got an accident on Manchester east of Clarkson. We have another crash on southbound 270 south of Olive. What I could see, it looks like the right lane is closed, and it's also affecting the on-ramp from Olive to southbound 270. Another crash on westbound Highway 4064 west of McKnight that's causing long delays there. And they've cleared that accident on westbound 70 just before Cave Springs. But traffic is running slow past the airport. And then we've got stop-and-go traffic from the Earth City Expressway through Highway 94. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
If you're thinking about granite countertops for your home, then listen very closely. This Friday and Saturday only at the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse in Arnold, a special two-day-only sale will take place. It's the Black Friday and Saturday clearance at Granite Busters, featuring this incredible all-inclusive deal. When you purchase 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher granite countertops, then you'll receive the following: a stainless steel undermount sink, free; accompanying sink grates, free; an edge upgrade, free; lifetime sealer, free; plumbing reconnection, free; and removal of your old laminate or formica countertop, free. This is the best offer the Granite Busters has ever made, but it's only available this Friday and Saturday. For store address and to review the over 135 granite colors, visit GraniteBusters.com. The Black Friday and Saturday clearance, only at Granite Busters. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion. In an incredible limited-time offer, you can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value, free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The Mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? Under $25 a month.
Call 1-800-979-3269 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-3269. 1-800-979-3269. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
'Twas the night before Thanksgiving, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Everyone's at Hot Shots at a celebration so hearty for the Webster Groves versus Kirkwood Thanksgiving game kickoff party. Then, after their turkey on Thanksgiving Day, it was back to Hot Shots for more fun and play. With beer and fun, with family and friends, all were wishing the celebration would not end. On Thanksgiving Day, the doors open at 5 at Hot Shots Bar and Grill in Webster Groves in the Yorkshire Village Shopping Center at Laclede Station and Watson Roads.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactiv. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it, because Proactiv has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactiv and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jewelry purchases during the holidays can sometimes seem overwhelming. Not at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount offers interest-free financing for up to 2 years. Their outstanding inventory has many one-of-a-kind pieces for that special person in your life. Visit online at ParamountJewelers.com.
They're gonna put me in the movie Ringo Starr. All you gotta do is act naturally. Act naturally is really the name of the song. It was a Buck Owens hit. Out of me. The biggest room is dead and lonely. All I gotta do is act naturally. One of the things that's confusing, and by the way, I'm not going to do what I was going to do because I don't have time. I could take 2 hours to do what I want to share with you about advertisers and how the show works, but we'll do it after Dr. Doug, which reminds me to remind you, if you have pets, after the news block at 4 o'clock, you may want to jump in here and talk to Dr. Doug. He's a great guy. He loves animals, and he can help you, give some good advice about your pet. One of the things that's confusing in life is if you live long enough, you'll go through, this is good for you, oh, wait, it's not good for you. This is not good for you, oh, wait, it is good for you. Coffee. I've read articles where coffee is really bad for you, then you need to drink 2 cups a day to keep cancer away. How are you supposed to know?
I know.
And then here's an article that says, after we've been told forever that you need 8 hours of sleep, here's an article that says, no, you don't. In fact, you'd be better off to sleep about 4 hours a couple of different times. Well, that's kind of tough to do, because when it's dark, at 4 o'clock in the morning or something, you automatically want to sleep. And it says that this historian, Roger Eckerch, has been studying this. And he said that years and years and years ago, our ancestors slept in 2 shifts of 4 hours. And they actually were able to accomplish more, and it was healthier. He says people would retire, go to bed like 9 or 10 o'clock, and then, midnight, 1 o'clock, they'd get up and smoke a pipe or something, brew up some, drink some ale, or meet with a neighbor, have a little chat, and do whatever, and then they get another 4 hours of sleep. So, how are you supposed to know? And what amazes me is these people, like the Donald Trumps of the world, and I don't know this specifically about him, but I imagine it's true, who say, oh, I only need 4 hours of sleep. That would be fantastic. Wouldn't it?
And how much do you think, and I've thought about this before, especially over the years, how much do you think the president actually sleeps?
Oh, my goodness. I've thought about that, too. I don't think he can. There's no way he could sleep on average more than 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah. Because he's up early in the morning, and then he's got a suit and tie on, and he's got to be ready, and then he's up, he's traveling, and he's up late at night, different time changes and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. There's a doctor right there, and don't think for a minute he doesn't get whatever he needs to keep him going. John Kennedy had, that doctor had a satchel full of stuff that nobody else could get without a prescription.
Yeah.
And you notice that the president never has a cold, rarely. Well, he's out sick for a week. Why do you think that is? Why do you think the best of the best of everything, boom, a finger snap away?
Yeah, I don't ever remember hearing any president.
Oh, he's in bed sick.
Having the flu or something.
I know Putin's in town, but the president's got a stomach ache.
I know.
No. Wow. It doesn't happen very often. I don't care who the president is.
Yeah.
All right, let's, one of the other great long-term advertisers, this one running about 16 years since it's Thanksgiving and our last time together before Thanksgiving. I'm doing sort of a We Are So Thankful For edition of the show today. And certainly Ballast Dental Care, about, I'm guessing here, 15, 16 years, another good example of how when an advertiser comes on board, lets me speak for them, if they'll make it 3 years, Rarely do they ever go away once they've been on 3 years or so. Here's 15, 16 years of Ballast Dental Care. 1973, it was April or May, on the recommendation of a co-worker, because I was kind of a newlywed. We established a residence in St. Louis. My former dentist that I used, my parents' dentist, was in Illinois. I said, I need a dentist. She said, oh, you'll love mine. And I went, and I did, and I've never gone anywhere else. 42 years later, Ballast Dental Care is still where I go to the dentist. Now, it is true that I've been lucky. I was born with decent teeth. They're not soft. They're not yellow. I didn't have a lot of issues. But even people who do, especially people who do, they love Ballast Dental Care. You will, too. Make your first appointment. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. BallastDentalCare.com.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
With threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Boak Chapel has been providing caring and compassionate funeral and cremation services since 1902. And Boak Chapel is a proud sponsor of the Turkey Day Game. Go Pioneers!
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.com.